Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Robust Coffee Lounge. Robust Coffee is located in the Woodlawn neighborhood. All right, so let's start with the basics. Can you tell me the name of your business and your name as well as your position within the business?
Sure. My name is Jake Sapstein. I'm the owner of Robust Coffee Lounge at 6300 South Woodlawn.
Start us at idea stage and walk us through when this business was just an idea all the way to today.
Sure. The business idea came out of necessity around 2008 when the markets crashed. I was in an industry in real estate where I knew I would have to find another source of income. The idea behind a coffee shop came out of the fact that certainly at that time people did not have a lot of money, and it was, I think, just tighter all around for everybody. And it seemed like a cafe or a coffee shop was really the right kind of business that had its doors open to anybody. The price range is such that students can partake, people with money, people without money, old or young. Coffee is one of those things where if you're a coffee drinker, you're typically at your favorite cafe every day versus opening something like a pizza place or opening something that sold hamburgers, which even if it was your favorite hamburger place, you may only eat there once or twice a week. A coffee shop seemed like the kind of place that even in a bad economy would be able to sustain.
So you were particularly interested in the kind of business where you could develop relationships that happen on a super recurring basis.
And then available to everybody, because we are probably right on the dividing line between the university and the neighborhood here. And so you do get a complete mixed bag of customers that walk through the door. You know, there's a senior building behind us. The people that live in the senior building may be on a fixed income. And then across the street, we have people that live in single family homes who may or may not be working for the university. Professors that live in these homes that have families and have more disposable income. So it really needed to be something that was for everybody that was in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And so 10 years later, what does it mean now to you to have your own business?
It's incredible. I mean, the most amazing thing has been what the cafe is to other people. You know, I have people stop me and tell me that they had an event here, or people tell me that they know of the space from one great thing that they had done here, you know, meetings that take place, groups that start out as a grassroots type movement actually turn into organization. And, you know, a lot of times it's the conversation that we're started here at the coffee shop.
As a person who looks for event space throughout the South Side for different kinds of events, I have to say that it's so vital to have just a physical space where people can get together. And can you describe some of the challenges of maintaining a business here in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, some of the challenges are probably that there are certainly a lot of benchmarks to keep up with. You know that you're going to be inspected on a certain basis. You know that there are certain codes in the city that have to be upheld.
Is there anything in particular that keeps you on your toes?
The health codes are, you know, a great thing for any restaurant. Sometimes you go into a place, maybe you're outside of the city or outside of the country, and you do kind of wonder, how clean is the kitchen? But in Chicago, everything is posted. Everything has to be public. You know that everybody gets inspected within a certain amount of time, and they really don't play games with that. So I feel like that really does keep you on your toes.
So you talked a little bit about the location of the coffee shop and the demographics around. How important is it to you that your coffee shop is located in Woodlawn?
Well, for us, the location was key because, again, we are right on the dividing line between the university, the campus, and the neighborhood. So it was ideal to be at a location where we could be accessible to so many different groups of people at any one time, really.
And can you recall any particular experience that you've had with a city department or an alderman, and what was that experience like?
We do have a lot of experience going into City Hall and the process between conceptualizing what you want to do in the city and actually getting to open your doors. There's a lot in between, a lot of work that you have to do with City Hall, a lot of people that you have to meet. Of course, you do meet the alderman. The alderman kind of acts as the gatekeeper for the neighborhood. If they want you there and they think your business is going to be an asset, then it's definitely a lot easier to move forward. If they don't and think it would not be a great thing for their neighborhood or their ward, then they can definitely make it difficult. So that is a challenge right off the bat. And then you do meet a lot of people at City Hall. It's not like you just go to one person and say, I'd like to open this business, and they help you all through to getting your license. It's a lot of different offices. And that's one of the challenges, is that certainly if you go in confused about something, you'll get, you know, three different people giving you three different answers. And so that could be a bit of a challenge to kind of figure out what you're really supposed to do.
Yeah, I think that that's something we've overwhelmingly heard from different businesses,
right,
is that it's certainly not streamlined.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is set up for businesses. It's a great city to run a business in, and certainly the infrastructure that the city of Chicago has at City Hall, you could see at one point, was set up to be a massive undertaking, helping people left and right. But the city of Chicago has had troubles financially, certainly with the market crash. And you can see that all of these departments have been pared down. Where there used to be 20 people helping out, you know, with questions and answers, there may now be two or three.
So if you were to describe your experience of having a business here in Chicago in one word, what one word do you think you'd use?
I would say opportunity. I feel like the city of Chicago is the kind of city where you can have pretty much any idea and execute it. And then the city also is there to help you do any number of things. So I feel like you do have the opportunity here that may not be available in a lot of cities.
And then if you were to give city council or any particular part of Chicago's government a piece of advice, maybe keep doing that, that's really helpful, or stop doing that, that really gets in my way, what would that piece of advice be?
I would say certainly the taxation of sugar beverages, stuff like that, that was something that at least our customers had a hard time with. I know it's gone back and forth, and we had upped our prices on things for maybe a couple of weeks when the tax went into effect. And that was one that people really seemed to have an issue with.
Yeah, I could imagine that taxation, when you're used to spending $2.35 for coffee and it suddenly costs something else, that feels a little different. Okay, and is there anything else that you're eager to share with me about Robust?
I would say we're just happy to be here. You know, I mean, I feel like we've been welcomed by the community and we've been welcomed by the city in a way that makes it encouraging to wake up every day and run a business here.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.